All right, I'm here at WW Ranch National with Zane Merritt. Obviously, first national ever here. What were your thoughts on the track?
Yeah, the track is, like, it's freaking insane. I've never rode anything like this, honestly, with the big jumps. And, I mean, I ride sand a lot. You know, QMR, where I train, it's pretty sandy on the training side. But overall, it was a really good weekend. I had a lot of fun. I took a couple really hard crashes throughout the day. First motor, I was in about 13th place, coming around second lap. I was going through the rollers, and I jumped into the set of braking bumps like I have been all day, and everything's been going really good and perfectly fine. And then it just kind of cased it one time a little too hard, and it endoed me over the bars. And I came back from about 38th, 39th to 22nd, used up a lot of energy, and then I took a nice little ice bath right after the moto and got all my thoughts together, regrouped, and then killed in the second moto. My career best, got 18th, scored 3 points, and I feel like this track really suited me. I feel like I ride this track, or this style of dirt and this style of track, really well because it's so fast and high speed.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time I saw you all day, you look really good. You have a more loose style on the bike, and I think that kind of played into the sand, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the loose style, it might have been just me hanging it out, you know. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was straight hanging it out majority of the whole time. Especially when I got really tired, I was like, I just got to fight through it, because after my crash, it took a lot of energy and a lot, like, it was really hard for me to regroup and get my breath back because it's so hot and humid, and once you crash and get going, you know, it's just hard to get back to going.
Yeah, I got you. We're 5 rounds in on your rookie year. Are you happy with the way things are going so far?
Yeah, you know, last weekend I struggled a lot. I just wasn't comfortable at the track. I felt like I just kept rolling over the ruts. I just felt like everything just kept high-siding me. The dirt did not match. I have never rode any dirt like that in my life. I mean, honestly, that kind of dirt might have took me back to the good old days when I was on, like, 65s, when we weren't taking this stuff serious. And we rode at Badlands, you know, Badlands MX and stuff. That's, like, that kind of dirt.
Yeah.
And to have a pro national, that kind of dirt, it's insane. And it was really rough and rutted. And I feel like I wasn't prepared for that weekend, mentally or physically. And I'm just glad that, you know, we are back to the progressing side, and hopefully next weekend that we can get 2 top 20s and score multiple points again. Like I said, I'm just stoked with the overall finish. I mean, to score 3 points as a privateer, to even get top 20 as a privateer is awesome. So it's doing really good this season.
Awesome, Zane. Thank you very much.
Yeah, let me give a little shout-out to all my sponsors real quick. My mechanic, Dalton, Jeff, QMR, Kyle, Dana, Kelly, my dad, Sean Weiser, West Cane Mafia, Sickwicks, Lap Kings, TM Construction, Fly, TPJ, Scott, Pirelli, Faction, TJ Cycles, Hummelbee, FMF, Tamer, Fuel, Mika Metals, Enzo Suspension. Also, big shout-out to REP Suspension. They've been helping me out a lot lately. Bell, Nihilo, EVS, Asterix, DSD Construction, Collision Media, Risk Racing, and my filmer, Seth.
All right, man, so, thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, I'm here for a national with Tristan Lane. Super close to points. You look strong all day. How was it out there?
Oh, it was brutal. That was definitely a hot one. I think everyone's going to be in the pancake for the next couple days. But, yeah, I finished, and I tried my hardest out there, and I never quit. So it was a good weekend.
So I picked you for my fantasy team because I see all the mountain bike videos of you. I know you're in shape, and it definitely showed up there. Obviously, late in both motos, it seemed like you were picking some guys off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's you know, you can be fit, you can be tough, but at the end of the day, it's like that heat just zaps you. You really just got to be mentally strong was the thing. So I went as hard as I could for as long as I could, and when I saw blood in the water there with a couple guys at the end, so I just went until I couldn't go anymore. But, yeah, it was definitely a mental race, I think, for sure.
First ever national here at WW, first national in Florida in like 22 years. How was it being racing in your home state?
Oh, it was so cool. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it was a little overwhelming. I had the longest credential list of anyone in the whole entire race, actually. So that was kind of like a, you know, success in itself. But yeah, I mean, it was awesome. So many friends and family, so many kids that grew up racing coming to support me. And, you know, I mean, could hear them on my parade lap, people screaming for me. And, you know, I want to go and, like, say hi, but I'm in the zone trying to get ready for my race. So overall, it was such a cool weekend. And I think, you know, Junior really works hard to have this, and he deserves it. So it's going to be here for a couple years, I believe. And it's going to definitely be the gnarliest race on the schedule, I think.
Are we going to see you at any more of these this summer? What's your plans?
Yeah, I'll be at Southwick next weekend, and then we'll be heading to Red Bud the following weekend. And then we're kind of toying with going to Canada, do a couple Canadian Nationals. So just trying to build and score points and kind of make a name for myself here in the 450 class. But, yeah, it's not easy, but I'm just going to keep at it.
Awesome, and thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
I'm here with Colton Eigenman, first pro national of your career. How'd it go?
It went good. I got two, solid starts. I think I was around 15th in both of them. The track was absolutely gnarly, But, everybody told me, I was a little nervous, obviously, the first moto. A little bit more familiar the second one. But everybody kept telling me to have fun, So that was the main goal, just go out there, give it my all for, as long as I could. And, it went good. I had fun. I can't thank everybody enough. My family, my supporters, Suzuki, everybody enough. The track was gnarly. We gave it everything we had today. And we got a 24th the first moto, a 22nd in the second moto. And, I'd say that's a good start, as my debut. You can't ask for much more. We stayed off the ground. The track was absolutely absolutely gnarly, so it was really good to get out there and get my feet wet. I love how the AMA came out with that new rule where amateurs can do the three rounds without going full pro, so that's cool, to get our feet wet and see what it's like to be a pro for a day.
Yeah, so I was gonna ask, I figured, if I wasn't sure if you were fully going into it, obviously this new rule is awesome. I forgot, like you said, to get your feet wet. You plan on doing any more or just Florida?
This one was a good one because I'm from Florida, so, it was a good one since it's close, it's a good local race, yeah. Right, but right now the plan is to get through Loretta's, after Loretta's we might do a couple and see where that takes us.
I got you, awesome, and obviously, like you say, from Florida, did you ride here a lot? I know they're kind of only open on certain days, but have you had a lot of time on this track?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't ride here a lot. The last time I rode here was September, October. It's obviously totally different out there. They changed it up. So, the facility is amazing. Junior and Lisa, they've done a great job pulling all this together and, making an A-class event. Being from Florida, this is one of the premier tracks, obviously. And it's cool to come out here and, make my pro debut here. And, to get back to what you asked, no, I don't ride here a lot. I train up at Carmichael's currently, and that's where I do a lot of my riding. I rode here, the last time I was here was for the state championship, which was in October, which I won in B class. And then after many O's, I won a couple titles there in the B class and then moved up to A and signed with Suzuki. And, I love the Suzuki. It's a great bike, especially the new RMZ 250F. And, the track's great. The facilities, it's amazing. It's A-class.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, we're here press day at the WW Ranch National. Just got wrapped up with some riding. I'm here with Jeff Walker. First things first, how was it out there?
Really hot. Yeah, hot and humid, but I'm a Florida boy, so I like it. Definitely going to take a little while to get used to it, but really, really thankful that I got to come out and do press day just to kind of get used to the heat again and everything. But as far as the track goes, super good. I love the sand. I'm living in Michigan, then coming down to Florida for the past couple years. I'm definitely a sand boy, so feeling very, very good out there. Got some sick new suspension for the bike, so yeah, feeling really good.
How much does that help when you get the chance to ride press day? I know it's just like 20 to 30 minutes, but how much does that help for the weekend?
It's huge. I mean, 20 to 30 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but on race day, if you don't do press day, you literally have only 5 minutes to learn the track before you have to go out and lay down a lap time. So, 20 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but that's, five times more riding a practice that you get. So it's a huge, huge difference. You just get to learn all the jumps, learn where the track goes. So, if there's like some jump faces kind of look similar, so it could... You could think it's a roller, but it's actually a triple, and you come up short, and that ruins, like, one of your two or three good heaters that you get on Saturday. So it's a huge, huge benefit to get out there on press day.
So obviously you started the season on a Husky 450. Now you're back on your CRF 250 like last year. Just real quick, take us through the changes that you've done so far.
Yeah, the Husky thing was kind of out of the blue and not something we really wanted to do, but we were having a bunch of cooling issues with my Honda 450 this spring. We tried a bunch of different things and couldn't figure it out. Just couldn't keep radiator in the just couldn't keep cooling in the radiators for more than like a 15-minute moto. So we didn't think it was a really big deal because the plan was to race the Honda 250. But just due to some parts availability being kind of limited, because the Hondas for some reason come out really late in the year, we didn't get the race motor done until like late April, and you know, something went wrong to where the piston, part of the piston broke off and clogged the oil feed to the head, which absolutely fried it in like 20 minutes. So it was too close to when we were leaving to go out to High Point, and so we couldn't get the 250 fixed in time, and then obviously we didn't trust running the Honda 450, so we just made the quick decision to get rid of the Honda 450 and get on something that we knew was going to last for a couple rounds while the 250 was getting rebuilt, and that ended up being the Husky. So I went out and tried out my friend's KTM 450, really loved it, and we went to my local shop the next day, and they had the Rockstar Edition 450, and it kind of had some of the upgrades, like an exhaust and stuff, we already knew we wanted to do anyway, so we just pulled the trigger on it, spent like a week getting used to it, and then went out to Hangtown.
Awesome, man. Well, best luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
All right, I'm here Friday before the WW Ranch National with Jake Runkles. First off, first time we're ever here for a national. How are you feeling about the facility so far?
It's a great facility. I mean, there's definitely no shortage of room, that's for sure. And flat parking, can't go wrong with that. But track-wise, it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize why we don't come to Florida too often. It's super hot. What's going to be like the biggest key to making it through tomorrow?
Hydration. That's gonna be the biggest thing. If you didn't start now, you're definitely behind the game. I started probably Wednesday, and yeah, hydration.
So we didn't see you at the first three nationals, obviously being out west, and you're an East Coast guy. We saw you at High Point last weekend, qualified well. How'd the weekend go in general?
Started off rocky in the first qualifying. I think I was sitting probably around like 41st, just bad, but loosened up, kind of. Got my groove, dropped 6 seconds in between practices, and, you know, qualified 20th. Motos, I struggled with line choice, really. That was my biggest downfall, but the more I do, the easier it'll come.
So, obviously, High Point, super hard pack for the East Coast with a lot of ruts, where this is more sandy, going to be a bit rougher. How hard is it to transition, you know, between each weekend?
Probably this transition is going to be the hardest. Usually a lot of tracks are pretty soft, like Red Bud, Minnesota, so it's not too big of a deal. But I definitely did some sand riding this week just to kind of loosen up, and I think it'll help because I won't have those first couple laps trying to figure out the sand again. I'll already have it down, so it should be a lot better.
Cool, Jake. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
What's up, guys? We've got some exciting news as our sponsor, Blood Lubricants, continues to push the bar with high-quality products. In addition to their already outstanding racing oil, they've added fork and shock fluid, gear oil, chain lube, kick-ass degreaser, detailer, and pre-race spray. Whether you have a UTV, Harley, ATV, or dirt bike, Blood Lubricants has you covered. They're offering sponsorship opportunities from the amateur level to the pro level, and they're already sponsoring top privateers like Tyler Bowers, Henry Miller, and Bubba Pauly. Racing is in their blood, but that's not all. They want to hook you guys up as well. Head on over to bloodlubricants.com. That's BLUD lubricants.com, and use promo code WHISKEY for 25% off your order. No need to rewind it. I'll say it again. 25% off your order with promo code WHISKEY at bloodlubricants.com. Jeff Green, hooking you guys up. High quality stuff. Check it out. Back to the show.